Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before, T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Hour number two of the program happening right now as we get ready for a little Mavs and Lakers.
Come on!
Huh? How about it? I think we need to start a segment this once basketball. I mean, you know, obviously basketball gets hot and heavy. Now, it's going to be hot and heavy for us.
Hot and heavy.
Like, I will say this, and tell me how you feel about this, Blake Elliott. Now, you being the, you know, respectful young man that you are, responsible is the word I'm looking for. You were in bed by 1 o'clock last night. I was up entirely too late because I was watching a documentary on J.D. Salinger from Catcher in the Rye fame. And, I mean, he literally was a groomer. I mean, it was, he full blown. My man's 30 years old hitting on 14-year-olds. Okay. Like,
that's not good.
No, it's not good at all. Anywho,
I'm just letting you know, everyone's texted in the same non-sports haiku.
What is it?
Jake's favorite quarterback in college football. His last name.
Oh, Mini Coochie?
Yeah.
Done. So what, just Mini Coochie? That's going to be the, that's the topic. Mini Coochie. All right. So you're too tired. I mean, that's actually a sports topic, technically, but. Or is it? I guess it depends on how you look at it. Okay. So for the sake of this conversation, topics are as follows tonight. Shout out to you guys. That's why
What's
we
his
love-
first name? Nick? Delaware Nick. Quarterback. That's what we're talking about.
All right. So topics are as follows. George Pickens, in honor of his I wouldn't mind it comment. And then Mini Coochie, a.k.a. Nick.
Delaware quarterback. Just in case anyone was wondering. Okay. Just tuned in.
Yeah, we're not. That's one word. How do you spell that, Jake?
M-I-N-I-C-U-C-C-I.
Okay, Mini Coochie.
Or right.
Can you use that in a sentence?
Or
Nick Mini Coochie is the quarterback at Delaware University.
Nice. I like that. It's very PG from you.
The origin of that word.
I was expecting a little bit more out of you.
You don't want to know the origin of that word.
We don't want to know the origin of that
word. Let's get to the origin of Tyler Booker, your 12th overall pick from Alabama, who had the high ankle sprain. He talked to the media today. I thought it was very insightful, and I wanted to share it with you guys.
Okay. He gives you a lot of he'll give you thoughtful answers, though.
And he's a very well-spoken young man, and we kind of see the whole leadership qualities. I think just even in the questions, you just hear the leadership coming out of him. So here's the first one for you. How was it to watch being on the sideline, Tyler Booker? You weren't able to play. How was it watching?
It's tough watching. Obviously, I want to be out there, but it was very beneficial for me because I'm able to look at the offense from a different perspective. You know, just being a viewer, seeing why we do some of the things that we do, and just learning and really just learning from TJ, learning from Brock, learning from Tyler Smith, TCS, just learning from those guys and seeing some of the things that they do a little bit better than me that I can add to my own game.
Love the humbleness.
Yeah, humility.
Had a chance to shout out his teammates, so that he's got a bunch to learn. Pretty sure drafted higher than all of his teammates, but I like the humility. Shout out to Tyler.
Yeah, because what was Guyton?
Like 30th, 29th.
Okay.
And then Tyler Smith was like 17, 18, somewhere around there.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, all first round ilk. All first round ilk.
Where was Terrence Steele drafted?
I want to say he's a supplemental pick.
He was a throw-in in the Tolbert trade. I know we drafted Tolbert.
I'll tell you what. We'll look this up.
We'll look
Was Steele a seventh rounder?
No.
Are you sure?
I thought he was. No, is he? I mean, hey, might maybe.
He's from Tech. Come on, I think he was a seventh rounder.
You should know this then.
I think he was a seventh rounder.
Terrence Steele, draft pick. Let's see.
Second overall pick.
Undrafted free agent.
I was closer than you were.
Undrafted free agent. What did I say?
Supplemental pick.
Supplemental.
Did you
actually know
that there's a higher percentage of undrafted starting offensive linemen than any other round besides first round?
So it's first round or undrafted. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, first round or undrafted. Then it goes, you know, obviously the rest of them. So if you don't have a first round offensive lineman, you're better off having an undrafted free agent.
Wow, that's insightful. Send that to the Joneses.
I'll tell you what strikes me as wild about that fact is that you would think second round picks you would hit more on too. Like, I can understand third, fourth, fifth, you know, but I mean, I look at the Chiefs O-line, right? The center, Creed Humphrey, second round pick. Trey Smith, who was the highest paid guard before they made Tyler Smith, sixth round pick. Right now, granted, he had like a heart issue or something like that they were concerned about. But which, by the way, real quick, apparently their left tackle
Simmons.
Yeah,
what about
nobody knows.
What do you mean nobody knows what?
So he disappeared. I'm not gonna say Barrett Robbins style, but apparently the rumor was so. First, the NFL.com Ian Rappaport said, "Oh, he's got a family emergency because he was put on the injury report like." Couple hours before the game on Sunday.
Oh, so he didn't play Sunday?
Oh, he didn't play. He didn't play Sunday night. Okay. Right. Okay. So everybody was like, "Oh, it's a family issue." Well, the deal was, I guess Mahomes got to the game on Sunday. Looks around, he's like, "Okay, where's Josh Simmons?" And nobody knew where he was at. Mm. And so then they started making phone calls, and they're like, "Okay." And then first it was reported as a family issue. Now they're saying this thing could drag on, and now Brett Veach is getting involved.
Does everyone still not know where he is?
Exactly.
Who's Brett Veach?
Chiefs GM.
Oh, okay.
So just a story to keep an eye on, like, you know, could get this, and of course.
We'll take him on the Cowboys. We'll find
him. But here's the problem. So, and of course, you guys know this as well as anybody. This is where, and you mentioned this earlier about social media, where you kind of got to start to take things with a grain of salt or start, you know, because once, then all of a sudden all the negativity starts coming out. Like, oh, well, it wasn't just his knee is the reason why he dropped and why their team. So now you got people coming out saying, well, there was more to why he dropped in the first round than just his knee. They're saying that there was some character / mental health issues.
Well, that lines up perfectly because I think the Dallas Cowboys drafted the right guy at 12. Let's hear Tyler Booker. How did you attack your rehab, Tyler, to get back so fast?
The high ankle sprains for offensive linemen, you're back as quick as you were. What went right in the rehab process to get you back to where you are now this quickly?
My mindset was just attack the rehab process as if I'm attacking the game. So every day was a game to see how fast, see how I could get better day by day. And that's just how I approach football. You know, how can I get better day by day? And then it's just the focus went from getting better at football to getting my ankle better so I'll be able to return to play. So I'm just trusting the training staff as well. The training staff has done a great job helping me, so shout out to them. But I'm very excited to get back on the field.
Again, the humility answer, saying all the right things. I mean, and I'm only going to play four cuts, but pretty much every cut sounds similar to that, where he's given praise, thankful. I just like every answer Tyler Booker.
I can tell.
I'm a Booker fan.
Clearly.
Let's get another one. What did you learn about yourself, T-Book, while being on the sideline?
So this has been pretty tough, but I'm just taking it in stride. It's part of the game, and I know God doesn't make mistakes, so everything happens for a reason.
What do you learn about yourself now being on this side of it, not being able to play right now?
Something I've learned about myself, I just learn little technical things, learn little technical things that I have to get better at, and then I just realized that like the more confident I am, the better football player I am, and I feel like that's a common theme that you can see through my first three games, and that's something I realized doing a little bit of self-scout. Like, game by game, I felt like I got better at little things, and I'm far from a finished product, believe me, but I feel like as long as I continue to stay on that track of getting better day by day, game by game, I'll eventually be where I want to be.
Believe me.
Yeah.
Said with some conviction.
No, I like T-Book. I mean, he's he had a solid start. I mean, you know, he got beat a few times, but I mean, he's trending in the right direction. I mean, I let's put it this way. You might actually finally hit and have a I mean, and again, not to say that Tyler Guyton won't be a good left tackle moving forward, but you know, we all had legit questions after last season with Tyler Guyton. I don't know that you're going to worry about that with Tyler Booker.
Let's wrap up the Tyler Booker talk with this last one. Get a little X's and O's football talk. Tyler, how can you affect the running game? Didn't look good last week. Are you going to change that?
I believe I can have a great impact on this run game, but I don't want to say shortchange TJ in any means of the imagination. Like, I learned a lot from TJ. TJ helps me a lot, and I feel like I wouldn't be as good of a running blocker if it wasn't for him, just watching him, learning from him. So TJ's done a great job, and I'm very appreciative of him and everything he's taught me so far.
Your thoughts?
I think it speaks to just the cohesion on this offensive line. I mean, I think if there's one group that we knew going into this season, for as down as we were on the defense, pretty much every position group, the offensive line was the one group that I think when we ranked our position groups before the season started, O-line was where we felt the best at.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, I mean, I think Clayton Adams has you know, now look, everybody was ready to, you know, hire him after the Jets game. Maybe we get to keep him another year after the after the Carolina game. But
nice job, Clayton. He said, let me just cool
let's pull you back a little bit. All right. Javonte looked like a world beater against the Jets, looked like what people thought he was going to look like against the Carolina Panthers. So this is going to be a Javonte. Hey, the offensive line's got to get right as far as the run game goes.
Dude, it's going to be interesting.
Huge on Sunday.
It's just going to be interesting because I'll go ahead and give you the Cowboys injury report. I don't got to pull my phone out. All 53 adult men that are on the Dallas Cowboys roster practice today. Every single one of them. Now,
Paris
Turpin, he's not in the 53. Turpin, CD, and Booker were limited.
Yeah.
But everybody was on the practice field that is on the 53-man roster. So that was encouraging to see from the Dallas Cowboys standpoint.
What's, do we get an update on our boy Mingo? I know that they were saying that they just had to wait and see what his practice looked like this week, but he's trending towards starting.
Yeah, he was limited as well. So he was one of the guys that was limited.
Is our boy Flannoy going to get relegated to the practice squad, do we think?
So Mingo, CD, Sanborn, Tyler Smith, Kevontae Turpin, Donovan Wilson, Cornelius, Trevor Keegan, Marshawn Nealon, and Tyler Booker, all limited. If I didn't list their name, they were full participants in today's practice.
Because correct me if I'm wrong. Okay, so the Cowboys are going to have an issue here. Right, and what I mean by that is this:
Well, they cut Jalen Cropper.
Yeah,
that gives you one roster spot for Mingo or Carson or Revelle, whoever comes
right,
back.
Right. Hell, Revelle ain't coming back anytime soon. But my point is that is this, and obviously, I mean, I think Turpin's not on the. Turpin and Flannoy. I guess my question is this: you got to do something I guess you don't necessarily, because it's not like just being on inactive doesn't mean you were put on IR, right? Yeah. So the only two guys on IR are what? Carson and Mingo.
Yeah, you got to make room for those two guys.
So you got to cut. So you cut Cropper to make room for one of them. So you got to cut one more guy.
You have to cut somebody else.
Here's the thing. You can't
send someone down to the P squad.
Well, the problem is, but here's the problem with that.
You have one spot open.
You've got to cut them in order to put them on the practice squad.
Correct.
Okay?
Correct.
You can't cut Ryan Flannoy.
No.
Okay? You can't cut Ryan Flannoy. You cut Ryan Flannoy, he's getting picked up by somebody.
100%.
Right? So I guess my question is, who you cutting then?
You got to cut somebody once you bring both of those guys back. And do you need all those receivers? Think about it. CD, Pickens, Turpin, Flannoy. There's your top four right there.
Yeah.
Mingo, that's five.
That's five.
Do I need Tolbert out there?
Why are you asking that? what kind of question is that? Do you?
What's the question?
Of course you don't.
What's the question when you already know the answer?
Yeah, seriously. I mean, no, you. I don't know. That's a great. What is that? 877-881.
There's a name for that.
There is a name for that.
I can't think of it. Self-answering
no,
question?
No, that's not what that is.
There's a name for that. It's like a common name.
Well, there's a hypothetical question when you're at, you know, you don't necessarily want the answer to it. Rhetorical. Rhetorical is when you don't want an answer. You're just asking to be asking, right?
That's kind of what I was saying with Turpin.
Yeah.
Or with
Tolbert. Yeah, it's a rhetorical question. Yeah, of course you don't.
Does he get cut and make it to the practice squad?
I think you got to trade him. Because I think even
you gotta do some stuff quickly.
Here's the thing, but because that's the thing, right? Is it if it's Flanoy or Jalen Tolbert? Look, we may dislike Tolbert on the field perspective. We have nothing against him personally, but if he gets cut, someone's picking him up.
Correct. They're gonna be like, okay, we'll pick him up for free.
We'll stash him as. I mean, if Sky Moore, who's an absolute dog bleep of a wide receiver, can get traded for a 6th-round draft pick, you can trade. Jalen Tolbert has a much more accomplished NFL resume than Sky Moore does. Yeah. All right, so you can get a 5th or 6th-round draft pick for Jalen
Tolbert. What did Kadarius Toney go for when he was getting shipped around?
Well, he got a 3rd-round pick but this was when the Giants got rid of him.
Oh my God!
Okay, he got cut by the Chiefs because nobody would take him. So you know he still had a little bit of value because it was the Giants. They were terrible, and the Chiefs needed some help, and he was a 1st-round draft pick, right? So you thought, okay, in the right system, this guy can be halfway serviceable. And he was with the Chiefs for
you know what I'm realizing?
A week.
When we do audio, and Jacob's probably laughing, agreeing with me in his head what I'm about to say. When we do audio, we can only do one player in a segment.
Yeah, no, we're already. I mean, this segment's over. You know, especially depending on
whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What they say.
We might only need one piece of audio and it takes the whole segment.
Maybe two.
It does not matter what they say.
It doesn't, does it?
It doesn't.
It doesn't.
I'm over here thinking about, okay, let's get the Schottenheimer and look at the clock.
Now we're done. It's done. It's over. That's it. What are we doing at 9:20? You laid the show out.
9:20 is going to be Mavs After Dark. They are about to be playing preseason basketball finale,
final game, right?
Against the Los Angeles Lakers. This is the final game. What to expect? What has happened so far? What are the lineups looking like? Who's going to guard Luka? Is Luka playing? I know the answer, but stay for the tease.
The show rolls along. Who was the, do we know who the guest tonight was on Cowboy Crosstalk? I'll be honest with you. You guys were wondering why I was a little irritated to start the show off. I didn't get my pregame cheeseburgers. Okay, I did not get my pregame cheeseburgers. I'm a little hangry right now. Normally, the Mythical High School football show that we pre-record is pre-recorded from 6 to 7. And then we have from 7 to 8 to do our pre-show, to lay the show out. Not that we don't already have like ideas of what we're going to do or a formula or outline that we already use. Kind of fill in the gap, so to speak. And we usually walk down to McDonald's as part of our pre-show routine. Well, we were having some technical issues on the Mythical High School football show side, so I was not able to get my pregame cheeseburgers, and thus, just, it irritates me.
People are saying just cut Mozzie Smith and keep all the receivers.
I mean, I'd see if you can get a 7-round pick for him.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
We'll give you Tolbert and Mozzie. Give us a 6th.
I think if you, man, I mean, that's a, I think you'd maybe get a 5th. You get a 5th rounder for Mozzie and Tolbert. Absolutely.
Well, the Dallas Mavericks will be playing their final preseason game tonight in about 6 or so minutes.
Yeah.
So go ahead and turn that on. I believe it's on ESPN.
Dude, we're not even watching the baseball game, by the way.
We'll get it locked in. We're watching our boy Nick.
Not that it matters. Jays are beating the brakes off the Mariners 12-2, bottom of the 7th.
But you will be seeing no Luka Doncic tonight. He is sitting out. J.J. Redick let us know that the Lakers are only rolling with 10 players tonight.
A lot of Dalton Connect tonight.
So the Lakers will be without Luka, Austin Reeves, DeAndre Ayton, Jake Laravia, Marcus Smart, and Bronny James. So it's pretty much their starting lineup is all out, other than Rui Hachimura.
Yeah.
So you'll see a bunch of the second stringers for the Lakers. For your Dallas Mavericks, you might be wondering, Blake, who's playing tonight? Am I going to see Anthony Davis?
Oh, you're going to see him.
Am I going to see Cooper Flagg? Am I going to see Klay Thompson? Well, if you watched the game the other night versus Utah, they'll actually be running out the exact same starting lineup. And I want your thoughts on it, Fred. At center, Derek Lively. At the 4, Anthony Davis. At the 3, PJ Washington. Second game in a row starting. Mm-hmm. They're trying to find a way to get him more minutes.
Yeah.
At the 2, Klay Thompson. And try to guess who your point guard is.
Cooper Flagg.
You betcha, Cooper Flagg, 2 games in a row starting a point guard. You might be asking yourself at home as well. Well, D'Angelo Russell must be hurt like last game, Blake, or he must be not available to play. D'Angelo Russell is available and ready to play and will play.
Okay.
The only players out are Dante Exum and Brandon Williams.
Mm. Also, I forgot to
actually, excuse me, Brandon Williams is active. He will play today.
Oh, will he?
Yes.
Well, he probably got good news, is probably what it was. And Fan After Dark got good news, by the way. I don't know. I forgot to totally tell you that. It's been greenlit.
What has? What is it? Okay, let's get into some audio. I got 3 different audio pieces. 2 of Jason Kidd, 1 of Tim McMahon. I'm going to let Jake decide what clips to play and set them up. Yeah, he's got all of them.
Let's go in order of the way they're assigned on my taskbar on my computer. Let's start off with Tim McMahon.
Okay.
McMahon. Howdy, Tim. I feel like I've been needing to bring a little more verve to my howdy. Cooper Flagg can play multiple positions. We've seen it in the preseason. What have we learned about how the Mavericks are going to use him?
Howdy, Malika. They're treating this like a dress rehearsal, and that means they are going with the supersized starting lineup. Again, the lineup that we saw Monday night in Utah with Cooper Flagg as point guard, PJ Washington instead of D'Angelo Russell. Basically, you could say it's you know, 2 forwards and 2 big men with Anthony Davis playing alongside Derek Lively. They will be big, but Jason Kidd says, hey, we're big, but we're not slow. They was really happy, encouraged by the pace they were able to play with Monday night in Utah. They're able to generate more than 50 threes. This is by far their best defensive lineup. That's the primary reason that they're going to use it. Will there be some growing pains with Cooper Flagg running the point? Probably, but they feel like, again, the pace and pounding the glass, they can make up for a lack of some shooting and creation in that starting 5 with Cooper Flagg at the point.
Now, this opens up a new discussion, Fred, that I haven't had with myself.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't had with my boy Grant, who we do a podcast with. A new one will be up tomorrow. And or with you, we talked about Cooper Flagg ball handling. We didn't really talk about Cooper Flagg being your starting point guard and D'Angelo Russell being off the bench. Do you think this is just an experiment? Or do you think there is a real chance opening night Cooper Flagg and PJ Washington are both starting, D'Angelo Russell's on the bench?
I don't put anything past Jason Kidd. I really don't. I think last year, Jason, with what he had to deal with, You know, at times having only eight available guys to play last year. I think he, now that the Luka situation is done, now that and again, it will always linger forever in some capacity with the fan base, but J. Kidd's moved on. Mm-hmm. J. Kidd, and we'll hear some audio with J. Kidd as it pertains to Anthony Davis and his alleged proclivities. J. Kidd is, and I think with that start with the group that he has.
I like it. I'll just say that.
Well, not just from a playing standpoint, but what he has from a coaching standpoint, right? With the Frank Vogel and Phil mm-hmm. Handy and the people he has. Like, you can't tell me these guys aren't all sitting around cooking up some different ideas as to, okay, how can we get the five best players? Because they're looking at something that nobody in the NBA has that kind of starting five.
Agreed. The flexibility.
Like that, I mean, that's, I don't, and here's the thing, I don't know that we've ever, I mean, maybe since what, and again, I'm just saying this from a size perspective, that what, maybe since the Showtime Lakers, have you seen a starting lineup where you've got, you don't go.
Jay Trino, Mike Pemberley. You've got a bunch of big names on your coaching staff.
Well, that's what I'm saying. So, right, so it's not like this is just some harebrained idea. It's like, no, we got to figure out a way that, how can we get our five best players, because it makes me think
they saw PJ hooping them that and they go, we need to,
but
get
don't you think
the
they've already
more.
Seen this in practice?
Yeah, yeah,
okay, agreed, like this, agreed, they didn't just sprinkle this out onto it, so they've seen this, and I gotta believe that these were discussions they've had all summer long. Like,
can Cooper handle this?
Well, why look, doesn't this now make a lot of sense as to why he said that before summer league?
Say what? We want him to be a boss.
Remember, we told
him. It was almost Cooper, right when he got drafted, almost.
And said that, you know, before the first game of Summer League, and you and I talked about this, about, okay, we're going to make him uncomfortable. We want to see him at point guard.
And I thought that was just an experimenting so that when he's on the court, he can be another ball handler. Not he be the ball handler.
Well, and there's something to be said for that. So I think they look at what Cooper Flagg's able to do. And again, Jason Kidd, being a former point guard himself, knowing the rigors of that position, and saying to himself, all right, I've got a guy with a high basketball IQ and a dude that, let's be honest, isn't afraid of the moment, and you're surrounded by a lot of good talent.
Yeah.
And so it's like, look, you can kind of, and to your point, AD's brought the ball up the court. PJ Washington's brought the ball up the court. Klay can bring the ball up the court, right? So it's kind of like, all right, yeah, I mean, he's your... theory, in theory, your point guard. Yeah.
But doesn't really matter.
You know, I mean,
we're going to have D'Angelo Russell dribble the ball up to hand it to Cooper Flagg anyways.
I mean, are we not convinced that he can't get the offense going?
Yeah. And then also, I think they've seen good things from Ryan Nimhard. Like, hey, we'll slot him in there in some spots, at least in the preseason. I don't know if this is going to be a regular season thing, but.
It does make you wonder, though, a little bit about how they feel about D'Lo.
Yeah. Is that the biggest loser of this news?
We gotta let the basketball see you. If he's still coming off the bench in December,
I think even the first game that would be that. I didn't expect that. If first game he's off the bench, it's definitely surprising.
I'm not gonna lose any sleep over it just for the simple fact that he's not one of your five best players.
Agreed.
Right? Like if I told you, okay, that's the starting lineup on now, provided they don't go out and just crap the bed tonight. But if they go out and look good and that starting five, you know, it's a plus 10 when the day's over, whatever it is, and they say, okay, next week when the season starts, that's your starting five. Would you have any issue with that?
I'm cool with it. But I'm just saying from a D'Angelo personal, that would be shocking that they brought him in. Like, we thought he'd be that stopgap. And it's like, actually, no, not really.
And maybe they just like him better with that second group.
Maybe. Maybe he's shown stuff in practice. Biggest loser to me, Dante Exum, who hasn't practiced and still is not available for this game. Dennis Smith Jr., hasn't played over 6 minutes in a game. Brandon Williams, I think, will have his moment tonight. It's been like
but
the first
game. But is Dante a loser, though, in all this? Think about it. He's getting paid.
I mean, he gets stretched and waved still.
They love him, though.
They brought him in probably knowing he had these knee issues. He hasn't done anything.
Absolutely, dude. Jason Kidd loves Dante Exum.
Let's listen to more Jason Kidd. You want to set this up, Fred? I showed you this clip in the break.
This is Jason. And I saw this clip yesterday, which is absolutely incredible. This is Jason Kidd being asked about AD playing the four.
Shout out to our boy Kevin Gray, who's doing the interview.
What do you say to those who say AD should be at the four or at the five and what that looks like from a playing standpoint, a play style standpoint when it comes to him on the floor?
Who's saying this?
Discourse. We'll just say NBA discourse.
They know best. And everybody has an opinion. It's cool. But we got to do what's best for us. AD can play any position. We have a deep team. That's the real answer. So, you know, I understand everybody can't play at the same time, but I feel that as we get healthy here, we're going to have a deep team, and hopefully that means that we don't have to play guys, you know, leading to guys playing heavy minutes. So I think that's the real answer. Is, you know, we'll play the four or five, but right now we have some injuries, so looking at him at the five, if that helps us win, then we have to do that.
That's a straight basketball answer there from Jason Kidd. Yeah. Who's saying this? They know best. I think Jason Kidd is Jason Kidd is a smart enough guy to know about the, again, to Kevin Gray's point, the discourse that goes on. And I appreciate him playing along with it. But I think there's also a point of him that's like, look, I'm going to coach this team the way it needs to be coached. Yeah. If you guys really think that AD's only going to play the four, you're insane.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if there's a lineup where, okay, you've got Kyrie, Clay, and I'm just using Clay as an example, in a crunch situation, you know, crunch time type deal, Coop, PJ, and AD, you're going to do it, right? Like, there's no, and I think kind of the aloofness of that answer is to, you know, let people know we're going to play him where we got to play him, okay? Are there going to be times where he plays the four? Absolutely. Okay, are we going to see games where you see a lineup like you see tonight? Absolutely. I think the reality about this basketball team, and I'll just say this. I understand people are still upset about the Luka aspect, all right? And I for people that are still, that want to be mad at the Mavericks and everything else, look, I get it. Be mad. That's your prerogative. That's well within your right, and I'm sure it still hurts to an extent. This is a really interesting basketball team. There are a lot of really intriguing pieces on this basketball team, and you've got a top five, top seven coaching staff, all right? You've got a top 12 player in Anthony Davis. You've got a generational talent in Cooper Flagg, and you've got a future Hall of Fame point guard in Kyrie Irving, who's going to be coming back in 4 to 5 months. And then you've got a very well put together roster that surrounds out and rounds out this team.
Well, not to open up a wound, but I will. You are playing the Lakers, which means you could be playing Luka. He'll be sitting out. He didn't know if he's going to be sitting out or not. So in yesterday's press conference, he was asked about playing the Dallas Mavericks, and he gave his real, raw, honest answers. For all the Luka lovers out there, this is what he has to say to you.
It's obviously going to be something. Obviously, I'm going to feel something every game I play against them. You know, I'm kind of starting a new chapter here. You know, I needed that preseason, this preseason. So, but at the end, it's always going to be something.
Always going to be something.
Always. I appreciate him being real and not lying and being like, oh, it's just another game. I'm over it. He's like, it's going to be something.
I absolutely respect that. And like I said, you know, and that's what I was saying. Like, you know, and I know I said during the summer, you know, people need to get over it and what have you. And okay, maybe I'm being a little bit tongue-in-cheek there and being a little too brash. Again, I don't have the emotional connection, so it's a lot easier for me, and I'm a Cooper Flagg guy. So it was like, you know, look, now would we feel differently about this team if you wouldn't have gotten Cooper Flagg? 1,000%. All right, it'd be a totally different conversation. That being said, you got him. It is what it is.
How negative would we be?
Oh, it would be fire, Nico.
Cooper Flagg didn't get drafted here. You have the 13th pick, and AD's out at the beginning of the season with eye surgery.
Yeah, no, I mean, it would, and plus it would have killed my conspiracy theory. So, you know, with Cooper being here, it confirms what I was saying from day one. So either way, not one to pat myself on the back. Get excited about Mavs basketball. I understand it's hard to do. I was reading something today on Twitter, you know, I just can't get excited about this team, blah, blah, blah. Well, you know what? We can. And we will. All right, coming up next, it's time for a little Hump Day haiku. Topics are going to be as follows: George Pickens, will he or won't he, and Mini Coochie. Don't go anywhere. You know, I'm reading my second one. All right. We'll see. We'll see. We'll see. Okay. Pickens and Minnie Cucci, a.k.a. Nick, the quarterback for the Delaware Hens. Isn't that their...
Might be my best one.
Really?
I had to tweak it because I was scared the bosses would call me based on what I had at first. I tweaked it, and it's even better.
That might be the common theme, I think, amongst the three of us is hopefully not getting a call from the bosses.
Yeah, I had to tweak it. I had to tweak it because it was really good, but then I said, that might be going too far. That might be going too far, Blake. Make a little tweak, and the tweak made it even better because I'm really in my poet bag with this one.
See, I think I did go too far, so.
let's see. I've got...
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
One word that I probably need to take out.
I thought about it'll be funny, but is it worth getting a call from Kevin Spino?
I think I need to take this word out. All right. Let's start with Pickens. Let's start with, I think we can all agree that that'll be a family friendly deal there. Okay, so George Pickens and what the impetus was for that was the fiery start to the show where I said, look, just based off what I heard, it doesn't sound like he's coming back. Blake disagrees, and that's why we're going to go with the Pickens one. So Pickens, take it however you want. Is he coming back next year? Is he having a great season?
Shoot it lively. Is he, I just want to see lively, just shoot a three.
Check a three from like 30 feet.
Just for all the Twitter
deep.
People out there, just look at the sideline.
Just hold it up and just brick it. All right, here we go. Pickens. Pickens. Another year, sure. Mulligetta back is sore. Franchise tag, the floor.
Let's go, Fred. You're back in your bag. You're back. You're back. You had a week or two of hibernation. You're back.
No, I didn't have a hibernation. It was just that I decided that, you know, because we had some people saying, oh, they don't have to rhyme.
I like them rhyming better. It just feels
it's definitely
more
better when they rhyme. They definitely
I feel like if you're going to do them, if they don't rhyme, you have to really be like a good writer.
It's going
to
be really abstract and weird. So
we're just going to keep it rhyming to make it fun. Okay. Here we go. GP3 is still here. Jerry says, we don't trade Premier.
Ooh.
Tag talk in his ear.
Yes, sir.
Come on, I'll ring my own bell.
We need another bell.
Where did the other bell go?
It was kind of chintzy, though. I bet it broke.
What did you just say?
Chintzy.
Never heard that word in my life.
You've never heard the word?
Me neither.
You guys have never heard the word chintzy?
You just made it up.
Yeah.
Not cheaply made or flimsy, but.
Yeah, chintzy. 877-8811. C-H-I-N-C-Y. Google it.
Gabe Vincent has 15 points, Fred.
I mean, he's having the night of his life.
The Lakers have 17. The Mavs have 8. And Gabe Vincent has 15.
Yeah.
I thought that was last night. It says Gabe Vincent, no, 5 right of now. 5 from 3, 15
he's
points.
Hey, he's about to get 3 more free throws.
He's balling.
If you had his over, if you're betting on preseason, oh, he just.
Look at him.
Stayed Cooper flag.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, he did. Cooper's on the ground. I mean, I
Gabe
what,
Vincent. Who is this?
This is his Super Bowl right now. This is his Super Bowl. All right. Pickens.
NFL young boy. GP is Dak's favorite toy. George Pickens, cash boy.
Let's go. Come on. Look at all of us. I think we all had the kind of that same thought process.
Yeah, no,
too.
I think we're all on the same page. I think we're all on the same page.
Want to lead us off? Or do you need time to make edits? If you need time to make edits, we'll give it to you. We'll go first.
Okay. I'm going to change two words.
You want us to go while you're doing that?
No, I've already.
Okay.
I want to be as ambiguous as possible with this. So here we go.
For all the adults listening, if you're chilling runner there, maybe.
No, I mean, I think this is abstract enough. I mean, look, it's Nick Minicucci,
the football player,
the football player, the quarterback for the Delaware. Are they the Red Hens? But the team's blue. Blue Hens.
We just thought it was a unique name, and we thought we'd make it a haiku topic.
And shout out to Degenerate Jake with the topic. Actually, no, you guys. That's what it was. No, all you guys texted in.
Yeah, so if we get in trouble, it's y'all's fault.
Degenerate Jake brought it to our attention, and then we threw it out to you guys, and you went with it. So here we go.
Y'all are the culprits.
Minicucci. All right, here we go. Big or small, tough call. Get lost nearby, have a ball. What's that sound? Chill, y'all.
I just know Fred Davis, and that haiku is insane.
Oh, and let me tell you something. You should have seen. Wait till I tell you during the break.
No, I know the two words
I swapped out.
I know that was the PG version, and I know there was a lot of innuendos in there, and I caught all of them, every single one of them. Well played.
And I left some meat on the bone.
Well played. That was a way to dance around it, but if you know, you know.
If you know, you know.
Okay. I'll go right here. Coach yells, throw coochie. Fans screaming like it's Gucci. Rolling out like sushi. What'd you think?
Can you read that first line one more time, please?
Rolling out like sushi.
No, the first line.
Coach yells throw Minicucci?
I thought you said coach yells throw Gokucci.
I thought that's what you said. Don't worry about me. Let's go to Jake.
Woo! Okay, if I say something unhinged, why don't you dump it?
Okay.
The button's right there.
I got it.
Nick Minicucci. Tight and strong, grip so Gucci.
God, that's done. That's
talking about on the football, Fred.
How many times did you dump him? Dump you dumped him like five.
Oh,
times.
At least four times.
Yeah, we don't have any left.
Hopefully, they dumped all the way back to me. You should have dumped them so many times they didn't even hear mine. That's insane, Jake. I thought mine was
talking about on the football, guys.
Man, that
the Tennessee football team.
What was your last line? We didn't even get to the last line.
Well, this is a tribute to his. Well, let me wait till the dump builds back up in case this one's not okay either.
You know what? We'll just hold off.
We'll just wait.
We'll use our imagination. We you know what? We'll tweet it out. We will tweet it out. We will write these up and tweet them out after this segment's over. 877-881-1053. 877-881-1053. That is the Franklin Frankel Injury Attorney text line. I don't know. Has anybody texted in? any haikus yet, because I haven't seen.
GP too expensive, price too high, might be reckless, don't pay him, stay consistent.
Okay, that's the most, I mean, what is that? That's just you reading off random words.
That's what's in front of me.
Come on, guys, you guys gotta be better than that. All right, let me see if anybody's tweeted any out to us yet.
That's what someone texted.
That was a wild
Gabe
text.
Gabe Vincent has 17 of the Lakers' 20 points.
Okay, no.
Best after-break read I've ever heard. Cooper Flagg.
Thank you.
Cooper Flagg looks exciting.
Shout out to whoever read that. Whoever texted that in. Thank you. I try.
What's that?
It said best out-of-break read ever.
Oh, they were loving you up.
Thank you.
That's what he just said, Fred.
How's it make you feel? I wasn't paying attention. How's that feel?
About as good as I did reading my haiku.
Yeah, you did. First time we've ever dumped a haiku. Only I'll tell you what, we had to. No, we had to do it.
I just walked out. I wasn't much.
No, and you know, I mean, look, I'm sitting by the dump box, so you know, and again, if you're listening on the Twitch
and YouTube, you heard it.
You got to hear it. So, but that's the internet.
It's the internet.
That's the internet. You can get away with those sort of things on the internet.
Is it just cuss words? The only thing, like the seven. That we can't say on the radio.
You got the seven.
That's what I thought.
And then, I mean, you obviously can't say anything like, you know, racial or you know,
religion based, right?
I mean, I guess it depends on what you say. Religion based. I mean,
I think you just can't go on a rant.
I mean, I'm sure you go on a rant. Just be careful about what you're ranting about. Like, if I'm ranting about, hey, that communion host was stale on Sunday.
Yeah.
I don't know that that's like that guy. Just, I mean, if you haven't had a stale communion host, then you're not a real Catholic.
I thought you were talking about the coffee brand.
What?
Community coffee? That's what came to my head when you said that. I'm being so real.
Aren't you Catholic?
No, I'm not Catholic.
Oh, you're not? No. Why you gotta say it like that? why you gotta say it like that? Something wrong with being Catholic?
Why did you assume? Have you seen me doing stuff like that?
What, being Catholic? I can see you doing stuff like being Catholic?
Yeah, I could see you.
I mean, I wouldn't be surprised. I mean, yeah. I wouldn't be surprised, but I'm not surprised that you're not. But then yeah. I wouldn't be surprised if you were either. Yeah.
What is religion? Start having that on ChatGPT.
It's a concept, man. It's a concept. Or as a lot of you on the dating apps know, spiritual but not religious.
Is that what ChatGPT is?
No, I mean, it's just an option that you can put on several dating apps when they ask you what your religion is. You can put spiritual but not religious.
Okay, here's another one.
Which is what
I do. The man. His name's GP3. It's Jerry's money, so to me, it's free.
I mean, that's not even... But okay, folks, let me stop you right there.
Fred, be nice.
No, I'm not going to be nice. It's 575.
Oh, God. There he goes again.
So you're just okay with just having the segment just completely bastardized?
I'm not, but I like the fan interaction.
I like it when they do it right. 575. And I guess shame on me for not suggesting before this segment started, hey, when you submit your haikus, make sure they're 575, five syllables, seven syllables, five syllables.
Fred's going to get a tattoo that says Fry 575.
By the way, I should, right? I should. D'Angelo Russell's in the game, by the way.
Did you hear Gavin Dawson came up with a new term for you today? He talks about us being on the edge of...
I heard him say the fredge.
The fredge.
I heard him
What'd
say
you think
that?
About that?
I heard him say it. Because I started... So I was getting coffee.
Community.
Yeah, I was getting community coffee. Community coffee. I like that commercial, actually. I was getting community coffee during G-Bag when they were doing the G-Bag of the Day. And they played the clip that you tweeted out and posted today. Go to @BlakeLive__ on Instagram, @TheFreddyD.
Or just follow the Fan After Dark page.
Or follow the Fan After Dark page as well. Make sure you go give us a follow. And like I said, I got a little thrown off my game this morning or this afternoon or this evening, whatever the hell I'm trying to say. All 3 points.
This morning, afternoon, and evening.
I really did. Where we haven't read anybody, you know, we tell you guys to tweet at us and let us know where you're, you know, listening to the show from.
What do you think our most unique listener is? Like, you think someone in Antarctica is listening to us?
No, I doubt that. I seriously doubt that.
You think
that.
Anybody outside the United States?
Yes. I think there's one out of country listener right now, at least. Maybe three.
Where are we thinking, though? Thinking Greece? Thinking South Africa? We thinking Asia?
I'm going to say Mozambique.
Okay.
I'm going to say Mozambique.
I got that. Okay. If you are our most unique listener, text in. Send a picture of you in an igloo or something.
Maybe you're in Nicaragua. Maybe you're in prison. I'll tell you what, if you're listening to us from prison, let us know. Tell us what you did too.
I want to find a listener that's in an igloo because there's somebody out there.
I don't know if there's anybody listening in an igloo right now. I mean, if you are, great, but I'm going to push back on that and say probably not. All right, we got a final hour of the program. We'll do a little show rewind. We're going to work up a parlay.
Somebody just said Germany.
Wiener Schnitzel, Volkswagen.
Please don't.
Final hour of the program coming up next.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click. All complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.